You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning to each and every one of you, and welcome to Tuesday, Tuesday the 16th of August, The Breakfast Show here on 89.3 Cool FM with me, Jerry D. Time? Oh, 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you until 10 o'clock today. And I've got some great things coming up during the course of the morning as well, but more about that later on. Today, the 16th of August, what we've got, National Airborne Day today is being celebrated in the United States, Restoration Day in the Dominican Republic. This one, Palio di Siena in Italy. This is a horse race which is held twice a year. I got a funny feeling that may be the one where they run the horses all around the streets, so I'll find out a little bit more later.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Oh, there they go. Running out of oxygen, no doubt. That is the British band Sweet. They were what they called a glam band. That particular song, Love Is Like Oxygen, that was released in January back in 1978. Co-written by the group's guitarist, Andy Scott, together with Trevor Griffin, a musician who had played with various unsuccessful bands before becoming a roadie and a sound engineer. Actually, that's something I would quite like to do, actually. Sound engineer, that's a good job, isn't it? Start getting your own program right first, I hear you say. Great to be with you this morning. 6 minutes, that's after the hour of 6 o'clock. This is Leo Sayer.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There's rumors of war. Midnight and women crying. If you breathe the air, you'll die. Perhaps you wonder the reason why. Wait! Don't you worry. A new day is dawning. But catch the sun. And away we'll fly.
Are you ready? sit down and go.
Are you ready? Not to be alone. Someone's coming to take you home. And if you're ready, then we'll carry home. Yes, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
And that is Pacific Gas and Electric. What a lovely name that is. Bet the cost of their records have gone up a bit. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, boys and girls, on 89.3 Cool FM. Lovely to be with you this morning. As I said, we do have a busy little morning this morning. Got two guests coming in. Can tell you all about that a little bit later on, as well as all our usual bits and pieces. And talking of bits and pieces, and the usual ones as well, I think it's about time we did this, don't you? It is just 14 and a half minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock. You'll allow me 30 seconds. Have an extra 30 seconds in the shower this morning. Why not? What have I got for you? Oh, Young Hearts, Run Free. If you like a bit of candy in the morning, this is Candy Staten.
What's the sense in sharing this one and only life? Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years, and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man. Like my man and me.
Oh, there we go, yes. Get yourself ready to get out of the shower, come on. Ready? Here we go. Oh, yes, Candy Staton and Young Hearts Run Free. Candy Staton, of course, American singer, songwriter, best known in the United States, in actual fact, for her 1970 remake of Tammy Wynette's Stand By Your Man. And the one we just played, 1976 disco chart topper, Young Hearts Run Free. In Europe, Stanton's biggest selling record is The Authentic. You Got the Love from 1986. That was released in collaboration with The Source. And Staton was inducted into the Christian Music Hall of Fame and the four-time Grammy Award nominee. And I tell you what, 1976, talk about hot music, hot summer as well. It was a little bit like this one, but not quite so intense. We had sunshine and lovely weather for about 6 months. You know what England's like, normally it lasts six hours. But music-wise, Young Hearts Run Free wasn't only the big hit for 1976 disco. This one was as well. It comes from the Tramps. Disco Inferno. And there they go, yes, that is The Tramps and Disco Inferno. Oh, remember popping away to that. Right, what have we got lined up for you this morning? Well, we've got our usual bits and pieces, as I told you earlier on, but today we've got two guests coming in, one in the 8 o'clock hour, one in the 9 o'clock hour. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Ballet Nacional de Panama. Yep, they're presenting Giselle at the Teatro Nacional, and we are privileged this morning to have Anna Lorena Boyd come in and chat with us, the principal dancer of the National Ballet. So we've got a lot to talk about that, especially that Giselle coming to the Teatro Nacional. Because I tell you what, why? Because it's free to get in, apart from anything else. Beautiful music. We're going to have a couple of tracks from Giselle when our guest is with us. And today, by the way, I didn't make a big thing of it. You know me. I don't like to make a big thing of this. But, of course, it is International Rum Day today. Yep. International Rum Day. And it worked out rather well because I went to the launch last week of the new Pedro Mandinga rum, Casco Viejo Solera. And we're going to be talking with Gabriel later on this morning. He's coming in to chat with us about that, about the new rum. That's Gabriel Aconciagioco. Oh, what if I got that right? You can tell me later on. He's the general manager of Pedro Mandinga. So we're going to be talking about rum. And a little bit of a tipple, I expect, as well, with a bit of luck. So that's coming up later on this morning here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM.
Don't know when I've been so blue. Don't know what's come over you. You found someone, and don't it make my brown eyes blue? I'll be fine when you're gone. I'll just cry all night long. Say it is all true, and don't it make my brown eyes. Tell me some lies. Give me no reasons. Give me alibis. Tell me you love me and don't let me cry. Say anything, but don't say goodbye. I didn't mean to treat you bad. Didn't know just what I had. But honey, now I do. And don't it make my brown eyes. Don't it make my brown eyes. Don't it make my brown eyes blue. Don't it make my brown eyes. Don't it make my brown eyes.
Is not got enough of you, baby. I'm saying
every day.
I need the day and every night time too.
There we go. That is Lay a Little Lovin' on Me. And that comes from Robin McNamara. Time on The Breakfast Show. Time to take a little break.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panama.
Do you know what goes perfectly with that movie you're going to watch from your couch today? A Thai crispy pork caramelized in soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, and served with spicy sriracha. Or some chicken wings served with sweet and sour sauce. Delicious, right? Well, order now from Aventika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy the best Thai food from the comfort of your own home. Place your order through their Instagram at AventikaPty. Or by WhatsApp 6972-5218.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
And you are listening to The Breakfast Show, boys and girls. Keep an eye on the time. We are exactly 27 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, and it is Tuesday, the 16th of August. Looking at some of the things in the local news, we're going to be looking at these in a bit more detail later on this morning, though. The pharmacy issue continues. 450 small and medium-sized pharmacies were closed this Monday nationwide. This due to the imposition of Executive Decree No. 17 of the 10th of August, said Orlando Perez, who chairs the National Union of Pharmacy Owners, UNPROFA. Said decree set a 30% discount on the price of 170 medications as of yesterday. Well, Perez said that with the entry into force of this decree, it is difficult for them to provide the service to the communities. He also indicated that these pharmacies are at the expense of being fined by the Authority of Consumer Protection Defense of Competition, this is Acodeco, for not complying with the new provision. They condemn us to bankruptcy, said Perez, who said that this weekend they held meetings on this matter at the headquarters of the Ministry of Health, and they, well, they just turned their backs on us. We'll take my run on this is, why is the government telling people how much they're going to sell their product for? This is, you know, these are private companies selling a product, and the government is telling them you're going to have to sell them, in some cases, below cost. Well, if you're not compensating them for it, how can you do that? I mean, I don't think that's very, very nice. Is it legal? Telling people to sell things under cost? Meanwhile, the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama expressed through a statement that it is unfortunate that the government has ignored the request of all the sectors involved to grant additional time for the implementation of the decree, which was based on technical, economic and commercial supports which respond to market realities. That's what the CCIEP says. And the other thing is, well, you know, you're telling the people that have already bought the medicine to bring it down by 30%. How much are the manufacturers bringing down the cost? Are you going to tell the manufacturers they've got to bring it down 30%? See how you get on with that one. To generate the necessary demand for the reactivation of the tourism sector, the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, is asking the government for the economic allocation that by law corresponds to the Tourism Promotion Fund of Panama. This is PROMTUR Panama. Marcela Galindo, the president of the CCIAP, recalled that PROMTUR is an initiative that arises from the private sector with the aim of having a planned, executed and sustainable international destination promotion. Likewise, it should not be affected every 5 years with the changes of government. To go on to say, another point that stands out is that the Panamanian tourism industry needs to work in a unified manner, especially the Tourism Authority of Panama and PROMTUR Panama, with the goal of regaining interest in visiting the country and rescuing jobs lost in the COVID-19 pandemic. The importance of re-adding the more than 100,000 direct and indirect jobs that the sector generated in 2019 is also reiterated, and this will be possible if continuity is given to the work carried out by the organisation that is called to promote the destination, PROMTUR. The National Police confirmed on Monday, the 15th of August, that the theft of about $700,000 from the branch of the National Bank of Panama, located on Calle 26 in the Caledonia district, is being investigated. There are still no further details of the situation, while the police officers cordoned off the area for the start of investigations. We informed the general public that our branch located on Calle 26, Caledonia, was robbed. At this time, the competent authorities are determining the damages, reported the National Bank of Panama on social networks. I got a comment, I won't tell you. The brothers of Luis Enrique and Ricardo Alberto Martinelli Linares, sons of the former Panamanian President Ricardo Martinelli Berrocal, will be released on January the 25th of 2023, as revealed by the technical files of the two convicts from the Justice Department's Office of Prisons from the United States. The Martinelli Linares pleaded guilty to laundering $28 million that the Brazilian construction company Odebrecht paid in exchange for contracts. The money received by the brothers would have been intended to benefit a close relative and high-ranking official of the Panamanian government. On the 20th of May of this year, the judge in the case, Raymond J. Deary, head of the United States District Court for the Eastern District of New York, sentenced them to pay 36 months of 3 years in prison and 2 years promotion, as well as also to pay a fine of and $50,000. The first 6 months of the year, the total expenses of the non-financial public sector far exceeded revenues, thus generating a fiscal deficit. Expenses totaled $7,498.2 million, an increase of 1.1% compared to the previous year, while revenues totaled $5,578.3 million, an increase of 7.8%. The result is therefore a fiscal deficit of $1,919.9 million lower than the registered in the first half of 2021, when revenues were still feeling the effect of the restrictions imposed by the pandemic. The delaying tactic by lawyers, yes, they're still at it, once again altered the course of the Blue Apple case, an investigation that tracks the payment of bribes by construction companies to former officials to keep millionaire state work contracts. The trial of 26 people scheduled for today, Tuesday, was suspended due to the appeals filed by defence attorneys for several of those investigated. Sources from the judicial branch informed the Prensa. However, they did not specify any names. The legal actions were filed after the third judge to liquidate criminal cases, Baloisa Martinez, rejected some evidence requested by defence attorneys. The judge sent the file now with the appeals to the Superior Liquidation Court to resolve the controversy. The National Aeronaval Service, SANAN, seized 1,900 kilos of cocaine inside a container that was on a ship from Turbo in Colombia and destined for Slovenia, located in Central Europe. Drug prosecutor Xiomar Rodriguez explained that SANAN agents, during a routine inspection, detected anomalies in the seals of the container that was on a ship that arrived at a port in the province of Colón. The agents proceeded to carry out a verification procedure, locating inside 64 bags containing packages whose contents is presumed to be cocaine. The SANAN commissioner, Rafael Calles, explained that during this year, 85 operations have been carried out in which a total of 63,000 kilos of drugs have been seized so far. And that has brought us to 19 minutes. That's before the 7 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. And we're going to continue with, I think, a little bit of this, The Last Dance. Donna Summer. How about that then? Yes. She had the last dance and left me. That was Donna Summer, of course. Breakfast show time. We are 15 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're on 89.3, Cool FM. And I tell you what, I was listening to this poor guy. He was in the marathon race. This was in the 1979 Pan American Games in Puerto Rico. Listen to this story. It says, trailing badly, well, very badly, in a marathon race in the 1979 Pan American Games in Puerto Rico, runner Wallace Williams finally made it to the finish line inside the stadium, only to find it totally deserted. It seemed the officials had forgotten to count the runners who finished and compare that tally against those who had started. Well, assuming the race was over, everybody had left, including all the officials. You got a feel for him, isn't it? Poor guy.
Inside my car, I got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman. By now, I'm sure you know that I love you.
Love you.
I need you.
Need you.
I want you, got to have your child. Great God in heaven, you know I love.
There we go, The Ides of March and Vehicle. And that was, well, that's brought us to 12 minutes before the 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And, you know, we started yesterday, I don't know if you noticed, if you weren't with us in the latter part of the show. What we've done is on Instagram, on our Facebook, this is TBS Instagram, TBS Facebook, and Twitter. And also, by the way, on our website, after yesterday's program information and the news, so you got news segment and also the program, we separate them on our website in case people just want to listen to the news. But after each of those, you'll see at the bottom, we have put out a survey. Yep, we put out a survey asking, it won't take you more than about a minute to fill in, so if you haven't found it yet, please look for it and fill it in, because we want to know what you think of the show. Even if it's not polite, just let us know, and because it gives us an idea of what we want to do for the future. And there's a section there which says, tell us if there's anything you would like to see included in TBS. And one that came up was a thought for the day, and I thought, that's not a bad idea. We could sort of incorporate that, couldn't we? we sort of, I just happened to find this, and I think this sort of fits in rather well for the thought of the day for today. Old people shouldn't eat health foods. They need all the preservatives that they can get. Doesn't get better than that, does it? There's our thought for today. This is Jay Ferguson, Thunder Island. Just going to say, you're looking out of the studio window right now. It's a very cloudy morning. Not quite as dark as it was yesterday, because you can actually see the horizon. But we will be giving you a weather report probably in around about 20 minutes time. Also, something I just want to remind you about, our friends, our sponsors on the program, Encuentro 24. If you're looking for a new TV, and here's a good bit of advice for you, because you can find, this is the brand Hisense, you can find the biggest Hisense TVs at the lowest price in Panama now on Encuentro 24. With the service Entrega Domicilio, you get delivery as well, and 10% off, and this is only at Encuentro 24. Alright, so do go and check them out. Alright, good idea. And the other thing, by the way, don't forget, De Gourmet, This is the Degourmet store. It's the delicatessen and speciality food store. It's also in Paitea Mall. Now, Paitea Mall is the strip mall, which is next to Pacific Center here in Paitea. And they're waiting for you. They've got great things. They've got wonderful things in the shop. And of course, if you like things that are quick and easy, you can go in and get a grab and go. Yes, you can indeed. I'll tell you more about that later. They're waiting for you there at Degourmet store from Monday right through till Saturday. All right. Here is, by the way, the latest single. This is from John Legend.
She moves in peculiar ways. This room is nothing more than her stage. It's so cruel. The life of the party should be the death of me. I told her, you're the love of my night. I won't stop till you're the love of my life. I won't stop till you're the one that I'm taking home. One I've been waiting for. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. All I wanna do is get up on her. Got me in the palm of her hands. All I wanna touch is her nails on her. Feels like I've been waiting forever and the night to get this chance. But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. All I wanna do is pull her close. Got me in the palm of her hand. She don't want this song to be over. Feels like I've been waiting forever and the night to get this chance. All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is.
All I wanna do is get my nails done. Yeah, all I wanna do is spend a big fun. Twerk, twerk all night on your grandson. Little West Side trick out of London. Oh, top boy, boo, that be getting to the food. Need a G with some peas, that be getting all the juice. Day night for my dude, got the lace with the glue. I'ma dance all night in my new jeans. Give me
forever and the night to get this chance.
Come get this dance, baby.
All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is dance. Got me in the palm of her hands. All I wanna touch is her nirvana. Feels like I've been waiting for forever and the night to get this chance.
Come get this dance.
But all she wanna do is, all she wanna do is.
Dance. Yeah, I thought I'd just finish that off. All She Wanna Do Is What That's Called to Say, the latest single from John Legend. Featuring on there, Swawiti. S-L-S-I-W-I-T-I. S-A-W-W-E-T-I. I thought I couldn't spell. We're a couple of minutes away from the top of the hour. Let me just remind you. Let me get my little thingy here. What we got coming up for you on this morning's breakfast show. We've got a great morning this morning. It's a busy little morning and got special guests coming in. By the way, today is, if you forgot what I said a few minutes ago, today is International Rum Day today. All right? Yeah. Very, very important. And we're going to be chatting about, in the last hour of this morning's program, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about the new Pedro Mandinga rum, which was launched last week. It's called Casco Viejo Solera. And we've got Gabriel coming in, who is the general manager of Pedro Mandinga Rums. He's coming in to chat with us a little bit later on this morning. And that's in the last hour. But in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, it's going to be lovely. We're going to be quite privileged to have Ana Lorena Boyd in with us. She is the principal dancer of the Panama National Ballet. Now, they're celebrating their 50th anniversary of ballet, Ballet Nacional de Panama, and they're presenting Giselle at the Teatro Nacional. What an amazing place to go and see Giselle, because it's, I had my vacation recently, didn't I? And we went to Vienna. Of course, what an amazing place that is for music. And we went to the Vienna Opera House, and it's really, really quite something. And this is where you want to see this. You want to say they're going to be showing Giselle, and it's going to be at the Teatro Nacional. That's going to be really, really nice. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are, we're just about at the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
And let's take our little look this morning at some of the items in the international news for today. Explosions rocked an ammunition depot and disrupted trains in Russian annexed to Crimea on Tuesday, the latest such incident in a region that Moscow uses as a supply line for its war in Ukraine. Moscow's senior representative in the region, this is Sergei Aksinovov, confirmed that two people were wounded. Railway traffic halted and about 2,000 people evacuated from a village near the military depot. But he skirted talk of a cause for it. Ukraine hinted at involvement, which, if true, could show it has new capability to strike deeper into Russian territory, potentially changing the dynamic of the six-month war. The Crimea Peninsula on the Black Sea, which Russia seized from Ukraine in 2014, in a move unrecognized by most countries, is the base of Russia's Black Sea Fleet and popular in the summer as a holiday resort. Russia has no need to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine, its defense minister said on Tuesday, describing media speculation that Moscow might deploy nuclear or chemical weapons in the conflict as absolute lies. From a military point of view, there's no need to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine to achieve the set goals. The main purpose of Russian nuclear weapons is to deter a nuclear attack, Sergei Shoigu said during a speech at an international security conference in Moscow. Kenya braced on Tuesday for a protracted legal battle after William Ruto was declared the victor in a closely fought presidential race over the objections of more than half of the Electoral Commission, stoking fears of a political violence. In the western city of Kisumu and Nairobi's huge Kibera slum, both strongholds of rival candidate Raila Odinga, calm returned to the streets after protesters battled police and burned tires on the road overnight. Taiwan accused China of exaggeration on Tuesday after the Chinese military published footage of the strategically located Penghu Islands, where there is a major Taiwanese airbase, saying that it was not true that Chinese forces had come near the islands. China, which claims Taiwan as its territory, has carried out military exercises around the island this month after a visit by U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who was followed by five U.S. lawmakers on Sunday and Monday. And Nalathambi Mehendran walked through his 4 acres of emerald green paddy fields in northern Sri Lanka's Kilnockchi district, indicating the height of the plants should have reached by now, and they were several feet short. The standing paddy crop across most of this major rice growing belt is stunted for the second successive season because of the lack of fertilizer, according to farmers, a union leader and local government officials. Of course, in Sri Lanka, things are pretty bad as well with regards to, having any money, fuels and things like fertilizers, we were just saying. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said his predecessor, Scott Morrison, had undermined our democracy by secretly appointing himself Minister for Home Affairs and Treasury during the COVID-19 pandemic. This is in addition to health, finance and resources portfolios previously revealed. Morrison, who stepped down as leader of the Liberal Party after losing a general election in May, has come under fire from senior members of his own party and its coalition partner, the National Party, who were unaware of the arrangements. And the United States Justice Department on Monday said it opposes unsealing the affidavit that prosecutors used to obtain a federal judge's approval to search the former President Donald Trump's Florida home, where they seized classified documents. If disclosed, the affidavit would serve as a roadmap to the government's ongoing investigation, providing specific details about its direction and likely course in a manner that is highly likely to compromise future investigative steps, prosecutors wrote in their filing. And that's it. Some of the things in the international news for this morning. And if you're keeping an eye on the time, we're 5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock, probably in around about 15 minutes. So we're just going to take a look and see what's happening with the weather.
Hey, it's a mess out there. They can leave, but we don't care. We'll stay. I'm good right here. I've been waiting for you all year. Come play. Make a mess right here. Do whatever. I like it weird. Okay. Let them disappear. Say whatever you want to hear. Just say.
Stay With Me, a song by the Scottish DJ record producer Calvin Harris, together with American singer-songwriters Justin Timberlake, Halsey and Pharrell Williams. And that was released on the 15th of July. It's on Columbia Records. A third single from Harris's sixth studio album, which is called Funk Wave Bounces Volume 2. The song was written by the four artists themselves, together with James Fultonroy, while it was solely produced, of course, by Calvin Harris. Couple of good mornings. Good morning, as always, to Mary Lou with us bright and early this morning, and to Paul, over there in South London, United Kingdom. Paul Drosselin says, could you please play? It's a couple of tracks from 1964, starting off with Herman's Hermits and following on with The Kinks. Herman Hermits, into Something Good, and The Kinks. Well, you really got me. Starting off with Herman's Hermits.
Tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
Yeah.
Oh, there they go. Two in a row for Paul over there, Paul Dixon, in the United Kingdom. Started off as I said, Herman's Hermits, and Into Something Good, and followed on, You Really Got Me, from the Kinks. 16 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, why don't we take a look and see what's happening with the weather for today? Whether or not you should be getting out of bed. You should be out of bed anyway by now. Let's start with Costa Rica in the province of Colón. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. 37 degrees is the thermal sensation today. A relative humidity has come down since yesterday. It's down to 79%. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning. Isolated showers in the afternoon. And it'll be partially cloudy tonight. Moving over to this side of the isthmus, let's look at west of Panama. 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. 38 degrees thermal sensation, with 78% relative humidity. That is down quite a bit, but the thermal sensation is quite high at 38. During the course of this morning, it's going to be partially cloudy in the afternoon, and guess what? Partially cloudy tonight as well. That's an improvement. Now, moving along to us here in the metropolitan area, we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 24 the minimum, 38 degrees thermal sensation, and 79% relative humidity. Partially cloudy this morning, partially cloudy this afternoon, and yes, you've got it, partially cloudy tonight. Take your move offshore. Let's go out into the Gulf, the Perlis Islands around that area. And we're looking at 30 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 25 being the minimum. 37 degrees Celsius is the thermal sensation, and their relative humidity a bit higher than the rest, but at 89%. And partially cloudy this morning, this afternoon, and tonight. So it might not be quite a bad day today. A little bit of a respite, especially after yesterday, when it just seemed to just keep raining, didn't it? Anyway, let's move on to maritime conditions, and we're going to start with the tides for today. We're looking at the Pacific, and low tide was at 12:30 this morning. That was minus 0.18 of a metre. High tide, well, we've just missed that. It was at 6:53. That was 5.24 metres, up of that 5-metre mark. Low tide again, 12:55 in the afternoon, 0.06 of a metre. And the last high tide, 7:13 tonight, 4.91 metres. Those high tides coming down as the new moon moves away. On the Caribbean, high tide was at 4:04 this morning, at 0.21 of a metre. Low tide, that's going to be at 10:25 this morning, minus 0.03 of a metre. High tide again, 5:15 in the afternoon, 0.27 of a metre. The last low tide, that's going to be at 11:48 tonight, 0.03 of a metre. So there are your tides. Now, actual sea conditions, if you're thinking of going into the water today, starting off over on the Caribbean Sea, we're looking at good conditions for this morning. Winds are light, just 5 to 10 kilometres an hour, coming from the south-southeast. Waves, they're just at 2 feet. That's for this morning. This afternoon, good conditions are prevailing. Again, very light winds, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour, coming from the northwest in the afternoon. Waves, they're going to come down a foot to 1 foot. And on the Pacific, we do have a small craft advisory for you for this morning. 15 to 20 kilometre an hour winds coming from a westerly direction, and waves at 4 feet. In the afternoon, the small craft advisory continues. I don't really know why, because the winds have dropped down to 5 to 10 kilometres an hour coming from the east, with waves at 4 feet. But they do say a small craft advisory. You know what I say? If they say it, we obey it. All right? And that's it. There's your weather forecast for this morning.
I wake up, terrify myself again. Cake to make up, and a little lost. These reactions are relentless, abandoning the permafrost. Got a list. I disappoint them only.
And there we go. Yes, that is Florence. And she bought her machine with her. She did indeed. Florence and the Machine. And they're an English indie rock band. They were formed in London back in 2007. And they consist of their vocalist Florence Welsh, keyboardist Isabella Summers, and guitarist Rob Aykroyd, harpist Tom Munger. Yes, they have a harpist. It's an international run today. I hope I'm a harpist by the end of the day. And a collaboration, by the way, with other musicians as well that work with Florence and the Machine. Good band. I like them. Before that was Robbie Williams, and that was his new single called Lost, and that was released. That was back on the 5th of August. We're 28 minutes right now, and that is after the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3 Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperie, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperie has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperie, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at @tiendasintemperie.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Do you know what goes perfectly with that movie you're going to watch from your couch today? A Thai crispy pork caramelized in soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, and served with spicy sriracha. Or some chicken wings served with sweet and sour sauce. Delicious, right? Well, order now from Aventika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy the best Thai food from the comfort of your own home. Place your order through their Instagram at AventikaPty or by WhatsApp 69725218.
Es La Guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms. To more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
Yes, indeed. And it is time for us, 28 minutes, by the way, before the hour of 8 o'clock, to take a look at some of the international business news for this Tuesday morning. Stock markets struggled for direction on Tuesday. This was as they grappled with worries over global growth following weak Chinese and U.S. economic data that knocked oil prices and commodity-linked currencies. The dollar briefly hit a one-week high as investors piled back into the safe haven currency, while the Aussie, Euro and Chinese yuan buckled. Europe's benchmark stocks index edged up 0.1% to hit a 10-week high and mark a fifth straight sessions of gains. Now, this is led by mining companies as London-listed BHP Group reported strong results. But S&P 500 futures and NASDAQ futures dipped, indicating a likely weaker direction for US markets when they open later on. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan dipped 0.1% after gains earlier in the day. MSCI's benchmark index was gained, has gained 5% from the year's lows, but is still down 15% this year. Just as investors were taking heart from a four-week rally in global equities that pushed markets to their highest in more than 3 months, Monday's weak Chinese activity data spanning industrial output and retail sales hit sentiment. Oil prices fell on Tuesday as bleak economic data from top crude buyer China renewed concerns of a global recession, and the market monitored talks on a reviving deal that could allow more Iranian oil exports. Brent crude futures, that fell 84 cents or 0.9% to $94.26 a barrel. That was by 09.53 GMT. WTI crude futures dipped to 45 cents or 0.5% to $88.96 a barrel. The oil futures benchmarks fell about 3% in their previous sessions. China slashed holdings of U.S. Treasuries for its seventh consecutive month in June. Treasury Department data released on Monday showed, with investors closely tracking this measure in the wake of tensions between the world's two largest economies involving Taiwan. China's stash of U.S. government debt dropped by $967.8 billion in June, the lowest since May of 2010, when it held $843.7 billion. In May, the world's second biggest economy had $980.8 billion in treasuries, and data showed China's hoard of U.S. debt has seen multiple 12-year lows in the last few months. United States President Joe Biden will sign legislation today, Tuesday, that will eliminate electric vehicle tax credits for most models, currently getting up to $7,500, effective. Well, the White House said that Biden will sign legislation to approve the $430 billion climate, health and tax bill on Tuesday. The bill restructures the existing $7,500 new EV tax credit and creates a new $4,000 rebate for used EVs, and it also includes tens of billions of dollars in new loan, tax credit and grant programs for automakers to build cleaner vehicles. And Twitter Inc. Needs to give Elon Musk documents from a former Twitter executive who Musk said was a key figure in calculating the amount of fake accounts on the platform, according to a Monday court order. Bot and spam accounts on Twitter have become a central issue in the legal fight over whether Musk, who is, of course, Tesla Inc.'s chief executive, must comply with his $44 billion acquisition of the social media company. Twitter was ordered to collect, review and produce documents from former general manager of consumer product, that's Kayvon Bey-Kapoor, according to the order from Chancellor Kathleen McCormick of the Delaware Court of Chancery. Several major Wall Street banks have begun offering to facilitate trades in Russian debt in recent days, according to bank documents seen by Reuters, giving investors another chance to dispose of assets widely seen in the West as toxic. Most US and European banks had pulled back from the market in June after the Treasury Department banned US investors from purchasing any Russian security as part of economic sanctions to push Moscow for invading Ukraine. This is according to an investor who holds Russian securities and two banking sources as well. And that's it. There we go. That is some of the international business news for today, Tuesday, the 16th of August. Still the same, yes, that's the name of the track, and that comes, of course, from Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Couple of requests to get through. Let's say a very good morning to Renee. Renee's joined us this morning. Good morning to you. And she says, I want to wish Rick and King and the rest of their team an excellent last day of working with the ACP. Congratulations on an above and beyond job. Well done. Could we please play Van Halen and Panama? That's a great track, isn't it? Yes. Oh, Panama from Van Halen. And let's say again, congratulations to Rick King and their crew. Their last day with the ACP. And I know where you're going. They've got another job. I know where it is as well. By the way, if you've just bought a property, one of the things you really need to consider is lighting. In addition to increasing the property's value, it also allows you to enjoy it in the best way. I'd like to say it helps you to enjoy it in the best light. Lumicentro, with more than 50 years illuminating Panamanian life, they're inviting you to visit any of their 11 branches nationwide and take advantage of their discounts with your Decimo. This is going through from August the 11th right through to the 21st. So yeah, don't forget, see your house in a new light. Go and visit Lumicentro. Another request that lets us say a very good morning to, let me just get it up here on my screen, very good morning to Christopher. Good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and listeners. Now, may we please hear, let's see if I can pronounce this right. Fietico da Via. Probably got that completely wrong. But I'll tell you one thing I know about this.
I know you're going to dig this.
Quem nasce lá na vila nem sequer vacila ao abraçar o samba. Que faz dançar os galhos do arvoredo e faz a lua nascer mais cedo. O sol da vila é triste, samba não assiste, porque a gente implora. Só pelo amor de Deus, não vem agora que as morenas vão logo embora. A vila tem um feitiço sem farofa, sem vela e sem vintém que nos faz bem. Tendo o nome de princesa, transformou o samba num feitiço indecente que prende a gente lá em Vila Isabel. Quem é bacharel não tem medo de bamba. São Paulo dá café, Minas dá leite e a Vila Isabel da samba. Eu sei tudo que faço, sei por onde eu passo, paixão não me aniquila. Mas tenho que dizer, modéstia à parte, meus senhores, eu sou da e sem vintém que nos faz bem. Tendo o nome de princesa, transformou o samba num feitiço indecente que prende a gente lá em Vila Isabel. Quem é bacharel não tem medo de bamba. São Paulo dá café, Minas dá leite e a Vila Isabel dá samba. São Paulo dá café, Minas dá leite e a Vila Isabel dá samba. Da samba, da samba, da samba, da samba, da samba.
minha frente que eu quero passar. Pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, um samba como este é tão legal. Você ainda vai querer que ele chegue no final.
Oh, Ariado, pa, pa, pa. Oh, Ariado, pa, pa, pa.
Mas que nada, sai da minha frente que eu quero passar. Pois o samba está animado, o que eu quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto du. Mas que nada, um samba como este é tão legal, você não vai querer que chegue no final.
Ah, there we go. Sergio Mendes in the Brazil 66, and that's Mascanada, following on from the request this morning from Christopher. Great to hear from you, Christopher. Thanks a lot. By the way, you've heard of that movie, haven't you? Was it Gone in 60 Seconds? Every 6 minutes. Gone in 6 minutes. That's what happens. Every 6 minutes, someone buys a car. They don't take it. They buy it. This is an Encuentro 24. You've got more than 5,000 cars to pick, by the way, here in Panama. Do it quickly. Because they go fast. Yep, every 6 minutes. Encuentro 24. If you publish it, they buy it. All right, remember. And talking of music and requests, which we were doing, let me go and link up here with Ashti. Yeah, Ashti said, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Tomorrow, my Canadian friend, Morley Weinberg, completes 86 years on this paradise. Oh, where's he living? And requesting from Hamilton in Canada. That's where Ashley is right now. And he asked if we could play Elvis Presley.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go. But don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but step me over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoes. Let's go, cat! Burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old fruit jar. Well, do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of my shoes. And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything but lay over my blue suede shoes. Rock it! For the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, 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 but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe.
well, it's blue suede shoes. Blue suede shoes.
Yeah.
Blue suede shoes, baby. Blue suede shoes.
Well, you can do anything with a hole for my blue suede shoes.
Oh dear, Morley Wimpo. Hope that wasn't too much. That was Preston in Blue Suede Shoes for you from Ashley this morning, or you may know more as Alex, and congratulations on completing 86 years on this paradise. So I'd love to know where you live. That is for tomorrow. For right now, take us up to the top of the hour. A little bit of reminiscing. Little River Band.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras.
Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemperier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemperier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemperier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042, or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemperier.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica.
Ship more kilos at the best price with DHL. Visit your DHL store and get a quote for shipments between 5 kilograms to 25 kilograms to more than 220 countries and territories. DHL offers packaging solutions and the best transit time. To get the promotion, visit your nearest DHL store and ask for your international specialist for the best price. DHL Express. Excellence. Simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Look what they've done to my song, Ma. Look what they've done to my song. Well, it's the only thing that I could do half right, and it's turning out all wrong, Ma. Look what they've done to my song. Wish I could find a good book to live in. Wish I could find a good book. Well, if I could find real good book, I never have to come out and look at what they've done to my song. Look what they've done to my brain, Ma. Look what they've done to my brain. Well, they picked it like a chicken bone. They've done to my brain. Then turned it upside down, Ma. Look what they've done to my song.
Oh, my God.
Line with a body looking better than it has a right to. Just about sums me up, I suppose. Let me just remind you something. If you're making your way into the office right now, if you're a little bit late, you've been in a rush and you want something to eat, don't forget, why don't you go into the Day Gourmet store? This is in Paitea Mall. It's right next to the big new Pacific Centre here in Paitea. And go in there. That's where you'll find the much sought after grab and go. Yeah, you can grab it and take it away, and then it'll be ready for you to heat and enjoy later on. That's the Gourmet Store by TML, and they're waiting for you. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you're keeping an eye on the time, we're 22 minutes right now, and that's after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's today. We're going to Tennessee. I'm getting picked up. The cook and I are going to get picked up, and we're going to go, oh, my goodness, the four girls. We are not the three musketeers. We are the cuatro chicas. Oh, yes, we're going to go and see. We're driving 3 hours just one way to go down to Tennessee, and then I'll check into the hotel and then have, you know, prepare for tomorrow. Tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning, we're going to be watching the whales. Oh, my goodness. I feel like a voyeur. I'm going to have my binoculars out and a tube in the water so I can listen to them. So in case they sing, I can hear them. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited. So that's all the good news. I have a tad bit of bad news. We lost one of our little girls, one of our little kitties. She didn't make it. I found her, and we had to put her in the ground and bury her. She's a poor little thing. You know, sometimes you think you're doing the best things for these cats, and by giving them surgery to extend their life so they don't procreate and add more hunger to their tribe, she didn't make it, and I feel very bad about that. I do know that the other ones, you know, they seem to be thriving. The boys seem to take the surgery better, but the girls don't seem to take it so well. The young girls, so. All in your prayers, just say a little prayer for my little kitty cat and say, I tell her I'm sorry. But the other ones, as I said, are thriving, and we are moving on. This such is the life in the finca. Some things stick around for a long time, and some things don't. Like that papaya that stuck around and tasted so delicious, and all those leaves, and this fire plant that's growing like mad. It is a beautiful morning, a little on the chilly side. I may even have to take a jacket to Tennessee. I'm going to ride in the car, and somebody else is going to drive. I don't know if I know how to handle myself. I haven't ridden in a car and let somebody else drive in a while. I'm such a type A personality. But I do feel refreshed. Got a nice fresh shower, going to hit the road clean as a whistle. And the cook has packed us lunches. Oh my God, I'm so excited. She made deviled eggs. I love deviled eggs. Oh my God. And chicken salad sandwiches. I'm like, oh my God, it's like a picnic. We're going to go on a picnic. Oh my goodness. You know, just wait up for the, you know, the bear. Remember the, who is that? Hey, boo boo, Yogi Bear. It's a picnic basket. Hey. Yeah, well, I'm going to be the yogi. She's going to be the bear. And we're, anyways, it's going to be a great trip. I'm really excited. I hope to have something wonderful to share with you tomorrow. Until then, back to you in the studio.
When we were at school, our games were simple. I played a janitor, you played a monitor. Then you played with older boys and prefects. What's the attraction in what they're doing?
Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play? Hey, Carrie Ann, what's your game? Now can anybody play?
You're always something special to me. Quite independent, never caring. You lash a charm.
Thank you.
Go two in a row, and what have they done to my song, Mal? We played that one, and this one, George Benson on Broadway. Not Broadway, but we're definitely going to the theatre, and to bring us in, because we've got a real special treat for you this morning. It'll be right after this. Thank you. Isn't that nice? Yes, a bit of class on The Breakfast Show. You're saying that'd make a nice change. Right, indeed, that is from Giselle. It says here, Dance of the Willis, and I'm sure my guest will correct me if I'm wrong. I've got with me Anna, Lorena Boyd, and Anna is the principal dancer for the National Ballet of Panama. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
And how are we this morning?
I'm good, pretty good.
You're good? Yes,
yeah.
I'm relaxed. Yes, that's good. I know getting here can be a bit of a pain. How did you get here? Did you come by Uber or...?
No, I drove here.
You drove?
Yeah.
Where did you leave your car? Cologne?
Almost.
It's always very easy to park around here. Anna, look, tell us. You're very young and ballet, and you were the principal ballet dancer for the... Panama National Ballet, that's quite some feat.
It is. Well, I started even younger. I was 2 and a half when I decided to start dancing.
Right.
I told my mom I wanted to take ballet class because
right.
I saw my sister dancing, and I was like, I want to dance.
You wanted to do that?
Yeah. I started really young, and it always been my passion. When I was young, I had to go to school, and, you know, like, little kids.
I know, it's a bind, isn't it? Yes, yeah. I had to do the same thing.
they ask you, like, to dress up as what you want to be as whenever you're older.
Right.
So I decided I was going to dress as a ballerina, and since then, I knew I was...
That's it. Because it's very disciplined, isn't it? I mean, because I knew you were coming in yesterday, and I was sort of looking... for a few pieces from Giselle, and I was watching some of the ballet on the on YouTube, mm-hmm. and it never ceases to amaze me how you have to do the discipline. I mean, how on earth do you manage to stand on your toes for so long? I mean, everybody asks you this question because it looks so painful.
It is painful, but you get used to it.
Right. It's like our listeners, they get used to the program and it's really painful.
Yeah, after many years of being on point, you just get used to pain, you get used to blisters, get used to getting injured.
Okay, so it's like any other Olympic sport, really,
yeah.
isn't it?
And you just have to smile and make everything graceful.
Yeah, as we say, grin and bear it. You know. But, they're obviously special shoes, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've got to sort of twiddle around on the end. And,
yeah.
You know.
And it's different for every ballerina.
Yeah.
We get to choose what shoes we use.
Oh, okay.
Because
yeah.
not every shoe is perfect for us.
Right.
And
right.
not every shoe is comfortable for us. So
have you tried Converse? The nice. The pumps. You know.
Yeah. They're really nice for turning.
Yeah. No, I think it's absolutely wonderful. But tell me, because, I've been here a number of years. And, sort of going back to the old days, we were never sort of very forward, if you like, in Panama with what I call culture, with opera, with ballet and things like that. But now this is sort of coming back to the fore, which is absolutely brilliant. But how often does the Panama National Ballet perform?
I wish we had more performances.
Mm.
We usually perform around 3 to 2 times a year.
Okay.
Our big performance is usually this time of the year because it's the time when the National Ballet is like celebrating.
Yeah, yeah. Because you're celebrating now 50 years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been around a long time.
Yeah.
And you need to be doing more.
That's true.
You know? Yeah.
And our second biggest performance usually is in December.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually Nutcracker.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's always a favorite, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this year we're doing something different, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do another ballet named Baya there that we did
okay.
last year.
Yeah.
So it's just a little bit of a change.
And your home is the National Theatre?
Yeah.
Sometimes. So, you know, sometimes. Because that is a nice location. I was saying earlier on, you know, I was just mentioning when I went to Vienna, we went to the Opera House. And it's really quite stunning, and because Mainly opera, but they do ballet as well. But they're saying, you know, some of these operas that they put on there, Turandot, I think they gave it, is over 5 hours long. And they say they have to have three breaks in the show. How long? Because with the discipline that you have to have for dancing, I mean, you can't, you know, what's the longest ballet? Because you can't keep doing it for so long, surely.
It depends, actually, because there's ballets that are really long. They have even four acts.
Right, right.
And, for example, Sleeping Beauty is one of the longest. Swan Lake is also a really long one.
Yes, Swan Lake. Mm-hmm.
It depends. We usually get breaks. Mm-hmm. We haven't done, actually, any of those, like, full-length ballets here. Because our company is really small.
Okay.
And
How many of you are there?
We are around 27, 30.
Okay.
Dancers. And usually that's a small company.
Mm.
And it's difficult because we don't have enough people.
People sometimes to do the whole thing.
We usually, take turns. Like, one performance, we do something. The next one, we do another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just rotate.
Which is the one you enjoy the most?
The ballet?
Which ballet do you enjoy doing the most?
I would say, for right now, I enjoy doing Giselle.
Right.
I never thought I was going to enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought about it as, a classical ballet, but nothing as...
Well, that's an interesting comment.
I mean, it's like something that ballerinas, we need to do.
Right. It's like a textbook.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, so it's an exercise that you have to go through.
Yes.
Too. Okay. Have you tried... Why don't you get together? Do Grease as a ballet.
That would be really fun.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, brilliant. We have That'd a repertoire to follow.
Right. Yeah, okay.
And...
It has to be classic.
But, I would really love to do Le Corsaire.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, my dream role.
Okay. Have you got enough people?
No.
Oh, okay. We're looking for volunteers. Here's a good point. I mean, there must be plenty of kids out there. I mean, I've seen the store in Multi Plaza. I mean, they sell ballet shoes and things and little, you know. There must be plenty of, you know, young boys and girls out there would like to get into ballet. How can they start?
Well, there's a national school.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, private schools that usually kids go there and take class. And they can audition to, later on get to...
For the National Ballet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what would be the youngest that you would take as a ballerina or a ballet? Well,
at the company?
Yeah, you know,
they usually start coming when they're 17, 16, 17, and they start as apprentice.
Right.
And then if they stay more years, they just audition and get into the company.
All right. Now, we're talking about Giselle because this is, you're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the National Ballet of Panama, and Giselle at the Teatro Nacional, entrance free.
Yes.
Cool.
So everyone can go.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Cool.
And now
you
I think
just
everybody
should have the three vaccines.
You have to have the three vaccines. Okay. Do you give any at the door? If
I wish.
But no, that makes sense. Why did the National Ballet, why did you guys decide on Giselle?
We were going to actually do Giselle before pandemic started.
Oh, okay.
So we had everything ready for it.
Right, yeah, so you practiced.
We had everything ready for it.
Yeah.
And then, pandemic came, we stopped everything. Well, we were dancing at home, but then we had everything ready. So I believe that's part of why we...
Okay.
What we started.
Excellent. So this is actually going to take place on what dates?
It starts this Thursday, the 18th.
Oh, okay.
And until Sunday, the 21st.
Oh, excellent.
Yes. The 18th, 19th, and 20th, it's at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Sunday, it's at 5 p.m.
Okay.
Doors open 1 hour earlier. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great. I mean, then, how many people can the National Theatre hold?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I think it's around either 500 or something.
I tell you what was interesting. So going back to the Opera House in Vienna again, because you can imagine, I mean, and they, you know, when we went, they were on their sort of annual break. It was sort of in August time, so they were doing a little bit of renovation and things like that. But the same, once their season starts, I mean, it's bang, 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 bang. There is no, there's no stopping, and they've got enough room behind the stage with it, to have sets for five operas ready to use. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. But one thing I like, because obviously a lot of people consider things like classical music and ballet and opera, and it's like sort of snobby, okay? And it is if you're in Vienna, and that it's expensive to go.
Well, it depends, actually, because I lived in Russia.
Oh, you did?
Yes. I got a scholarship.
Glad you got out of there.
I got a scholarship when I was 12.
Wonderful.
And I moved there until I was 17, and I danced with the Moscow Ballet School, the Bolshoi.
Wonderful. Wow.
So, it depends, because they usually, because it's a really cultural country, people go to ballets and operas all the time. And it's not that expensive.
No.
I just believe depends more on like the country and whether or not, like, how many people go.
The interesting thing about the Vienna Opera House is up the top, right at the top, they have a large area for standing, and they said they can get something like 400 people or 500 up there, and it says every ticket up there is €4.
Yeah, they're really
you know, so you know, the people down the front of the. And, you know, I mean, you're pretty high. You're going to have a pair of, you know, binoculars. It's like looking at the moon. But it's the opportunity to get and go and see at a very, very reasonable price.
The really good thing, well, when I lived in Russia, because I was a student, we get free tickets.
Right.
They do do that for kids. And it was really nice because you could get you could go every single day of the week except Mondays. That's to see different ballets or different operas, because they had a different one every single day.
Yeah. So, really nice. So, Russia, that's one. I mean, because they're famous for it, aren't they? I mean, Nureyev, he's and I think he defected or something. I tell you what, if you're keeping an eye on the time, we're just making our way to 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. I have another piece here now. It's by the Royal Ballet. And I did have, where did it go? Ah, here it is. I knew I had it somewhere. Does this make sense to you? This is Adam Giselle, the Royal Ballet. Because I don't know what Adam comes into it somewhere. But anyway, you'll tell me if it's the right piece. And I got a smile and a nod of approval, so it was obviously the my piece of music, which helps. Tell me, what is it? Because for some reason, when I was sort of looking to find it, it says Adam, and then it says Giselle, the Royal Ballet. What part would that be?
That would be Giselle's variation in the first act.
Okay. And I did see when I was watching it, I don't know if that was the piece or it might have been the other one, was performing for the, I think it must have been the king, the queen, and Giselle is dancing around. And that's quite an impression. I mean, here's a clip, because watching that, when you do the twiddles, okay, this is a technical term, by the way, if you're not into ballet, this is a technical twiddles, okay, this is where you go around 360 degrees. And, I mean, she was spinning like a top. And I noticed the head stays still, and then it's like this. Because how on earth do you not get dizzy?
Practice.
Right.
And
like with the shoes.
And you mark a spot. Yes, the cumbers are really important.
Right. So I see. So you mark a particular spot, so that when you spin your head, you come back to that spot.
Yes.
So you don't get this sort of continuously revolving.
Exactly. My little trick is when I have to, like, go all around the stage doing turns, I try to spot the floor.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't get to see what's around. Like, because I'm moving, I get to see the floor. That's basically like the same spot.
Right.
And I don't get dizzy by looking everywhere around.
And I was looking at your scholarship sort of for Russia, and it was with the Bolshoi Ballet. Incredible. What about performing internationally? I mean, because, you know, you've obviously got the pedigree. And you're here with the Panama National Ballet. Does the Panama National Ballet tour? Does it go abroad? Does it?
No, we don't. We used to go to the outside of the country earlier years, but we haven't done it anymore. We actually went this year in March to La Villa and performed there, but. Internationally, we either like get invitations by particular companies or and ask for like particular dancers to go there as guests. But I wish we would like tour somewhere. It would be nice.
No, I mean, definitely. I mean, because what about yourself personally? I mean, I'm sure you have aspirations. I mean, you went to the Bolshoi. Would you like to dance with the Bolshoi? One day? I mean, why not? So how do you go for it? Because this is interesting, because we're talking about ballet, and I have this conversation a lot when we have, you know, artists in here, singers, groups, whatever, as well as people that are artists and things like that. How do you get yourself recognized outside of our little listeners? Because it's not easy.
Well, thanks to social media right now.
Ah, yes. We were talking about influencers earlier on.
That's right. But I believe that with competitions and festivals, you get to meet other people and like make connections around.
And what is the what is the lifespan of a ballerina? I mean, it's not something.
It depends, actually, on whether, like, how injuries affect your body or how long you want to keep dancing. I know ballerinas that are 50 years old and they're still dancing. Of course, not the same way they used to do back then.
Sure.
But they can still perform and in a different level, you know. Or either you can retire really early and just be like, I want to be a professor.
Teacher, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. So, your ultimate aim, what would you really, in your mind, say, I want to do that?
I want to dance right now.
Uh-huh.
I don't know until what age. I want to keep dancing for
now. Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe when I'm older, I would like to have my own school.
Oh, that would be nice, yeah.
But I don't know yet.
Okay.
It's not on the plan, but it will be.
I mean, life has a sort of funny way of taking you in different places. I mean, you know, I worked on radio back in the 60s, in the day, you know, I was young then, but I worked in radio in the 60s, and it was really a magical sort of time because it was the days when pop was changing, and in the UK we had pirate radio stations and all this stuff, and it was really sort of quite a fun doing. I did it when I was in the military in the Air Force, and I really got a love for radio. And that's what I wanted to do when I came out. But trying to get into these things is a little bit like, you know, with the, if you know people that can open doors and things like that, you know. But life takes you in a completely different direction. I ended up in the oil business as a broker and trader for many, many, well, that's what brought me to Panama. And then I end up at a ripe old age doing what I wanted to do in the first place. But the thing is, of course, with yourself, I mean, you know, you're doing these performances 2-3 times a year at the moment. That isn't a living.
Yeah.
So how do you get to a point where you can actually make a living doing the things that you want to, doing what you really want to do?
difficult question.
I mean, basically, well, is there anybody listening that's got a spare job for a ballerina? Drop us a WhatsApp.
Well, right now I actually do teach on the afternoon.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I dance and teach.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it, but also I wish it's really, because it's tiring for
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
I have to focus either on being a ballerina or being a professor.
Right.
And yeah, well, I don't know. I just feel I wish I could dance more. And
right.
have more dance hours, because if you go to other countries, they usually, like, they dance from 8 to 5 or 10 to mm-hmm. 5 depending mm-hmm. on the days, or they do have more performances and they're always getting ready for performances and keeping up with their body or doing something.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to like something else.
Yeah, well, I find this, the thing is with radio, I just have to talk all day. This, you know, it's not difficult. Hey, listen, you're going to be playing the lead.
Yes.
So if you want to go and see Anna Lorena performing, it's Giselle at the Teatro Nacional. It's this weekend, they're celebrating the 50th anniversary, and you will see Anna Lorena playing Giselle, the lead. And how many in this particular production? I mean, when I saw it on YouTube, they had more than 20 on the stage. Right?
Yeah, well, we have students from different schools helping us.
That's great. What a great idea.
They're going to be dancing.
Oh, I bet they're thrilled.
That's
wonderful, yeah.
So it's been quite a journey
mm-hmm.
to make everything come together.
Sure.
We actually started rehearsing at the theater today.
Okay.
So it's just going to be...
Wonderful. Excellent. Look, Anna Lorena, thanks so much for coming in. And congratulations to the ballet on 50 years of production. So basically you said they do they do 2-3 productions a year. It's not many, really, in 50 years, is it? You know, when yeah. you think of, because if they, you know, 50 years and you do 3 a year, that's 150 ballets in 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a lot. They've really got it. Who is? I mean, let's just get to the nitty gritty. Who is in charge of the National Ballet Panel? Who is the head?
We do have a head, but then there's the Ministry of the one.
Well, we do have a Ministry of Culture now, which we didn't have before. So
yes.
The Ministry should be, you know, getting their little shoes on and getting out there and because, you know, we should be touring. You know, even if it's just, you know, next door in our neighbours in Colombia or anything like that. But there needs to be a start. I mean, the ballet needs to be recognised.
That's true.
So let's get stuck in there. I'll give him a call. And
perfect.
A lot of good that'll do. but it's lovely to have you with us. And do come back again and chat with us. And good luck with your career.
Thank you.
I hope to hear you're in the Bolshoi one day.
Hope so too.
Anna Lorena Boyd, and we'll be reminding you, of course, it's coming up this weekend, 50th anniversary, and this is the 50th anniversary of the National Ballet of Panama presenting Giselle at the Teatro Nacional, and it's free, and we will be keeping you up to date on that. Time right now here on this morning's breakfast show, it's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica.
Now that you've got your house in Panama, surely you're now dealing with how the weather, the high humidity and saltpeter affects your walls, your doors and outdoor fences. Well, that stops now with Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist. If you seek security, privacy and low-cost maintenance, you'll find all that in the various models offered and built in PVC and low-carbon steel. Intemp Perrier has it all, from your typical picket fence, railings, semi-private and private fences. You can contact Intemp Perrier, the fencing specialist, through WhatsApp at the number 62874042 or follow them on Instagram at Tiendas Intemp Perrier.
Maybe an everlasting love can try. Maybe an everlasting love can try.
Cha-cha. There we are, a little bit of cha-cha-cha at the end of that one. Stevie Wonder, of course, and I Just Called to Say I Love You. And before that, An Everlasting Love, Andy Gibb. Breakfast Show time, we are 23 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock. Hold on to your seats. But first of all, I want to just give you a couple of reminders about things that could be important to you. Your pH, you know, yes, your, not penthouse, but your horizontal house, don't let your pH lose value. Why? Well, because perhaps it's time to renew your lighting. Lumicentro, with more than 50 years of illuminating Panamanian life, is inviting you to visit any of its 11 branches nationwide and take advantage of their discounts with your Decimo. And this is running from the 11th to the 21st of August. So do pop along. Lighting is important. I love lighting. Now, the other thing I just wanted to tell you about, this is also very important, our friends in Quinta 24, they've got the biggest Hisense TV. This is the brand of TV. Hisense TVs at the lowest prices in Panama, now on in Quinta 24. And with their Entrega en Domicilio service, you get free delivery and 10% off, only at Quinta 24, all right? So remember that. And also, De Gourmet Store, the delicatessen and speciality food store. Don't forget now they're in Paitia Mall next to the Pacific Center. They're waiting for you from Monday to Saturday. So do pop along and go and pay them a visit. Now, let me see. I've got it right here. So do not go away because today I have it on good authority. I don't care what day it is. Is it International Rum Day today? And we're celebrating by chatting with my good friend, Gabrielle. Now, I'm going to try this, okay? I did try a little bit of practicing. Gabrielle Aconciaga Giocco.
Yeah, that's actually very close.
Yes, 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 write a note. Impressed. Hey, Gabrielle, it's great to see you.
Always great to be here, Jerry.
International Rum Day. Quite a day for you, then.
Yes, today it's a very good day for us. We have our rum bars. We're very happy to have this day going on. Today we have a special event at Pedro Mandinga, the one in Via Argentina.
Oh, okay.
Because it's the official launch of the Rum Fest, the first Panamanian Rum Fest.
I was going to say, this has been you.
Yeah, yeah, well, it's not me behind the organization. It's just that we are actually helping Randolph. He's the one organizing this, and we are just happy to be of help with him.
And Randolph is from where?
He's from Chiriqui. He's a very good friend of ours. He has a page, Drones de Orígenes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's a very knowledgeable person about rum, the rum industry. And he actually has been in Pedro doing some tasting of rums in the past. And he is now organizing this entire event with a couple of more friends, making the first Panama Rum Fest ever.
Wonderful.
It's going to be 14 and 15 of October.
Okay.
In the Waldorf Astoria, if I remember correctly.
One of my favorite places, actually. So, yeah, so it's good. So this is going to be... Now, all the rum makers will be there?
We should be there. Like, honestly, we are going to be there. I know more of the Panamanian brands are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple more from abroad.
Because I've always sort of considered the rum business here in Panama somewhat, quote, competitive.
It is. Like, for example, Randolph, he studies also the amount of labels that have Panamanian rum in the world. Mm-hmm. And it's more than, right now it should be more than 200.
Really?
200 labels that you don't even know that it has Panamanian rum.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually has in abroad, you know, in the UK, Europe, States. A lot of brands are using Panamanian rum.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, the rum industry, it's not only about making the rum and aging the rum.
Hmm.
It's also about blending.
Exactly.
It's also about making this special labels.
Mm-hmm.
For example, our new rum, it's one of those things that we did it more in the blending part of the industry and not in the making.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're using molasses rum that we don't usually produce molasses rum.
Oh, okay. So So this is molasses as opposed to cane?
We use the raspadura.
Okay, yeah.
That's our base for our entire portfolio. But for this one particularly, we decided to go for a blending. So
we work
with Consorcio, which are good friends of ours, the Las Cabras Distillery.
Mm-hmm.
And we created this. This was a 2-3 year process that we get to blending, mixing, deciding, tasting, blind tasting.
Mm-hmm.
It was a beautiful process.
Because, like, for instance, I think there's something you mentioned, 25-year-old rum.
It's
how does anybody have patience to make a 25-year-old rum? Yeah, for heaven's sake, 15 years, God, another 10 to go. You know.
Yeah, that's how the rum industry works. It's a little bit like a savings.
Right.
You get the liquid there, and you just wait patiently until you get the flavors that you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can either move from barrel to barrel. People just I personally been to Don Pancho, Don Pancho's office. He's like a master blender. He's a guru of rum.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very, very good person. I've been with him a couple of times. He will be today at Pedro. And when I went to his office, he has a barrel there on his office.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And I was like, I was intrigued. And I was like, Don Pancho, like, what is that about? And he was like, no, this is my favorite barrel. I'm going to release it next year. And we were all, okay, that's good. And now you can go to, for example, Bodega Mi Amiga, and you can see a 38-year-old rum. That's the one he had on that barrel.
Right
now, a bottle, it's like, I don't know, like $4,000 or $5,000, but I know it's worth it. Like, honestly, I know it's worth it.
Now tell me, I mean, when you're coming up with rum like your new one, Casco Viejo Solera, I think of it more about like, you know, an artist painting a picture and is knowing when to stop. How do you know when you've got the right flavor that you're looking for?
Again, it's a difficult process. We were blending together. We started with the idea of a 15-year-old rum. After that, we decided to an 18-year-old rum. Then we decided to finish it in sherry cask. After that, we went to a whole process of back and forth with the blending. At first, we decided to go to put some sugar in it, but not regular sugar, to put the raspadura there. We decided it was going to be tough. We didn't want any sugar there. After a while, we decided that we went without any sugar, zero sugar added. Which, again, it's a different practice from what we use for.
It's very good because you can tell the wife you're on a diet.
And you can also feel more of the barrel flavor. But it was a slow process tasting. Brad Krause, one of the master blenders of Pedro Mandinga, help us during this process, and he's one of the main reasons that we got that flavor specific. And again, we did a panel with men, women. We did a panel with cocktails with it. We did everything, and we then decided that this would be the best expression of the Casco Viejo that we were looking for.
Now, it was interesting because you kindly invited me last week to the launch. And I think my reaction was similar also to a lot of other people. I said, damn, this is like a good Scotch, or it is a good Scotch. That was my first impression, which was strange, because I guess I'm used to, a lot of the time, the rums I drink, I guess, what we call a spice rum. But then tasting this, I mean, immediately you say, well, you know, all I would put in there is a knob of ice. You know, that's how you drink it.
That's how I recommend. Yes.
Yeah. It's very smooth. It's got that lovely. It's got a connoisseur taste in a way.
Yes, it has. Well, I don't want to spoil anything, but it has a little bit of a butterscotch, you know, aroma and flavor. You get a little bit of baking spices, and you also get that like a depth of caramel to it. That is, all of that comes from the barrel itself.
Sure.
You know, the vanilla flavor also comes from the barrel. It's just, these are the type of things that you can get from American oak barrels. But when you let it sit for as long as this rum was sitting there, you get more complex flavors, like a little bit of orange peel.
Okay.
You get that citrusy, which again comes from the microoxidation process that occurs during years and years of aging. So that's what we have, a complex rum with no sugar added. That's one of the main things that we decided on upon early on. We started mixing the raspadura, and we decided, like, no, let's go with no sugar added. I think it will be better that way.
And that's very sort of, you know, contradictory to a cocktail that you introduced me to there on Thursday night. And that was the Casco Viejo cocktail.
And yes, it was an old-fashioned.
That has a nice chunk of raspadura in there. And it was delicious.
It was pretty, yeah. Again, cocktails are a different thing.
After a couple of those, I felt really good. You know? We're going to take a piece of music. We'll be back with Gabrielle in a minute. There we go, level 42 and something about you. We're celebrating International Rum Day, actually. That'd be very good. I haven't bought myself one yet. Oh, dear, must be nearly lunchtime. We're chatting with Gabrielle from Pedro Mandinga Rum, the general manager of Pedro Mandinga.
Yes.
And like the Superman T-shirt, Pedro Mandinga.
Yes, yeah. It's actually inspired in the logo of Fania. So it's actually in the back, you can see it's a tribute
to tribute to Fania.
Yes, and we also like the salsa music. I think salsa and rum goes hand by hand.
Well, that's it, you know. I mean, I sort of keep harping on about it, but you know, having been a broker and a trader in the city of London, you stuck one of those in there. I mean, you could probably retire within a year. I mean,
well, I'm hoping for that.
You know, I mean, so, but I mean, it would. I mean, salsa bars actually, even in the day when I was there, were a favorite. of in the city. I mean, they like it, but no, these guys in the city of London, they would sort of you wouldn't be able to move in there. And, well, they like to spend too.
They like to spend and drinking rum.
It's the whole package. I mean, that's what you know. It's not just a rum. It's a brand rum. It's the Pedro Mandinga brand.
It's
you know,
the experience,
like the ambience in your bars, the music you play in the bars. It's great.
We have the concept was developed at first, and we decided to go with the cocktails to complement the concept. We have the cocktails, we have the music, the decoration, the glassware. Mm-hmm. All the glassware is inspiring 1920s in glassware from the UK, actually.
That must be very good. Yes.
So yes, the glassware, everything, it's every detail at Pedro, it's somewhere.
Who's behind that? I mean, who came up with the look? I mean, I said, you reminds me a little bit of the, I mean, I went to Hemingway's bar in Havana, you know, where he used to hang out. And I get that kind of feel with it. Not necessarily exactly the same as that, but that kind of feel, going back a little bit in time. And I can, and it's a relaxed atmosphere with the type of seating you have and everything like that. And it's conducive to conversation, because I went in there and a while ago now, and I was sort of having my drink, and I was on my own. I was going to a function, and I thought, well, I'll go early and have a couple of rums first. And I'm sitting there, and then a couple of guys came down and sat next to me, and funnily enough, they won't remember me because they were a little bit obnoxious. you know, sort of quite loud. And one of them put his feet up on the chair. And I gave him such a look. And he sort of said, and then they started talking to me. He said, oh, hello, sir. I suppose that wasn't proper thing to do. I said, no, it wasn't. And we got chatting, and they turned out to be quite cool guys. And they literally just arrived, and they got off the plane, and they ended up in Casco in your bar. And
our bar is it becomes a little bit of a piece of Casco.
Mm.
Like, we had an article made from the American Way, the magazine, and they actually put top five things to do at Casco.
Okay,
and Pedro Mandinga was one of those five. Also, La Rana was also one of the top five. We are the same family, La Rana and Pedro Mandinga. Mm-hmm. But yes, those are the job that we're creating, the experience that we are giving the people. So we have become a little bit of that, like to go place at Casco.
Mm-hmm.
It's been hard work, believe me, but it's been really rewarding how people love the brand. They connect a lot with the brand. You can see how locals, Panamanians, connect a lot with the brand, and you can see how tourists just walking inside and their transport.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they feel so much warm in the place, and it's really a beautiful experience.
And it's got a nice open atmosphere because of the way you open up onto the street.
Right in the street, so you get all the Panamanian experience. You see the taxi doing the
boom boom boom.
You have those too, yes. But that's part of the experience in Panama, so you need to be able to enjoy those little things as well.
Sure. And what's next? I mean, what are the ambitions?
Right now, we're actually preparing ourselves to export to Europe. We are preparing ourselves to export to Europe. Hopefully, 2023, first trimester, we can be sending our first pallets there of rum. We decided to go with the Raspadura rum,
the
blend, and hopefully the Casco Viejo also will get there. The day that you were in the launching of the Pedro Mandinga, I had a couple of Japanese guys interested in the brand to go to Japan. And a lot of things are coming our way. Yeah, we're going to launch two more RTDs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have that canned cocktail, the canned mojito.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be canning mojito de maracuyá, passion fruit mojito. And we're going to be canning a pineapple piña colada.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That is actually thanks to the job of Juan Manuel, the owner of Soda Bahía, after he won a prize at a competition in the UK, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He won a...
See, we're very much involved with drink.
Yes, so we are deciding to do a collaboration drink with him using his piña, his ñapi colada, it's the name of that he used for that drink. And we decided to put some rum in it and to do our own piña colada, our own version, ready to drink.
Excellent. And new bars? Any ideas for new bars, like in Paitia?
Like Paitia near here?
We don't have to travel.
We have a couple of ideas. We're working on that. We actually are trying not to get the next rum bar here in Panama. We're trying to get it into the U.S. or another place. We have a couple more because we have a franchise in Bogota, in Usaquén. There's a couple of people interested in franchises there as well.
How does that work with a franchise? I mean, you supply everything?
Yeah, we supply the design.
The furniture, everything?
We give everything to the... Well, not we don't supply the furniture, but we give our franchise everything that they need to operate, the business, the know-how, the recipes, everything. We do the follow-up. Mm-hmm. We have meetings with them almost every month to get the quality that we'd expect. We do visits, but it is a really beautiful concept, since the one in Bogota, it's one of the best bars in the city. I can honestly say that because it's packed every day.
Yeah, I can believe it. Well, that's it then, rum day. What are we going to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow, we're going to keep drinking rum. It's like you don't need excuses to drink the rum. You just need the will to do it.
You know, my mother, God bless her, God rest her soul. I mean, she loved her drink, and she loved her chocolate. And she lived until she was 92. She beat cancer twice, and in the end, it sort of did claim her. But she had a great life right to the end. And she loved her drink, swore by her drink. She would go to the consultorios here, down here in Paitia. She'd go to the consultorios there. And then when she came out of there, we then had to go to the pharmacy. But her pharmacy was Felipe Mota.
That's a very cool pharmacy.
You know, and she...
That's honestly the best pharmacy.
And I love when she used to go. We used to go to the supermarket with her, and she was there. She would be in the drink section. She loved her whiskey, but not necessarily expensive whiskey, because she would go and she would pick up the bottles and she would say, "Well, this is Jameson," and see what's the alcohol content, and then she would look and see the size of the bottle, and then. And eventually, you know, after about an hour, she would decide which one she wanted, and it was probably the one that was $8.75, and it was had a good content of alcohol, and that's what kept her happy. She loved it. So you can see the empty bottles over there.
yeah, I can see. I need to come here more often. Well, so we talk that.
Actually, Christina and I were talking last night, because we get these water bottles here. We go down to 99 and we change them and whatever. But you do that, they give you the crappiest bottles in the world. And I'm thinking, you know, these water bottles are advertising that person's product, and they're sort of battered and scrum and whatever. So we were talking about, so what we'll do is, you know, we have three of them on rotation, so what we'll do is we'll go straight to Cristalina or one of the others, and we'll get them to deliver three bottles and just do an exchange. We get nice bottles and whatever. So perhaps we could set up a sort of, you know, restocking.
a rotation for the rum. Yeah, I can see.
And I hope there's some money back on the empties.
I think we can do that. We can work on
that. But we had a thing. We had rum and coffee. Whiskey and tea. That's what my mother used to...
Rum and coffee, Carajillo, it's always a good idea.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's one of the best sellers, best cocktails right now. It's actually a little bit like it's coming up. Mm-hmm. Like in Mexico, it's one of the best seller cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
In Mexico, it's a tequila and mezcal blend.
Mm-hmm.
But you get one of the top five cocktails there, it's a Carajillo. So you can honestly see how the coffee and rum are are one, you know, they're working together really well. We actually have I didn't mention, but we have another little project that we're working on with the people from the Panama Coffee Club.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They're great guys, and we're working to make like a seasonal version of our geisha coffee liqueur.
Okay.
But using a different geisha, using a different thing. So we're trying to make a different coffee liqueur.
Right.
We haven't decided on the geisha yet, but we have a couple in line. But we're going to use a very good geisha, so we get, you know, like a 90-plus geisha to redo the coffee liqueur.
Because I'm also a big coffee fan, okay? I mean, I very rarely drink tea. I just drink my coffee and a reasonable amount of it as well. And, of course, we just also had the tasting, didn't we, recently, for Panama Coffee, which got very, very high marks again. And what I always chuckle to myself because they're talking about, well, you get the aroma, you can smell the lavender, you can hear the rain in the coffee, you can smell the breeze, you can smell hyacinths, you can smell. Nobody mentions a damn thing about coffee. You know, I mean, coffee should taste like coffee, you know.
Yes, coffee should taste like coffee, yes, but there's a couple. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I drink all my coffee.
These guys are making a very cool cool job because the farms are doing this entire new things that they have these processes. They have the wash. They have the AST. They have the natural process. So they get all of these processes to make different flavors occur into the coffee bean. And honestly, we are working with, again, Panama Coffee Club and the other company that we've been working really closely with, it's Cruce Coffee Company.
Mm-hmm.
They are one of the best innovations that I've ever seen. They grab the best Panamanian coffees. You get the geisha, you get the catuai, you get the pacamara, all of those coffees, and they put it into small Nespresso coffee pots.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when you get to your house, you have the Nespresso. You just put in one of those.
Really? Yeah.
One of those pots, and you get a perfect serve of the geisha, of the anything.
Interesting.
It's a very cool concept. We are now having coffee tastings, Pedro, with those coffees.
Okay.
Since it's very cool, you get the coffee tasting with the rum.
Mm-hmm.
So you get again everything in one place. We're working. There to get the customers the coffee experience as well.
So you can get those locally, those little pots.
You can also purchase it.
I know there's a big Nespresso place in, I think it's Monkey Plaza. It's just specifically for that. They have all these different pods in there. I mean, I have one of the other ones, the Degusto machines, the bigger.
Oh, the bigger one.
And in fact, there's Coffee Hat is, I think, the local make, and they do like the things, the cappuccinos, and the they do a chocolate, which is rather nice as well. And another drink which is very popular these days is chai tea. It's become very popular.
It is really popular. Yeah. You get the dirty chai. That's the one I drink. It's chai with coffee.
Uh-huh. There we go. And a bit of rum, no doubt. Gabriel,
just a dash.
It's been great having you with us this morning. Thank you very much. And congratulations on your new rum. And I'm sure you're going to have great success with that. And for your success with your bars and everything, it's good. Anything which is putting Panama's name out there. And I'm looking forward to traveling the world and going to the Pedro Mandinga bar. There you go. Gabriel, as always, thanks so very much. For being with us here on this morning's breakfast show. And that has brought us, look at that, we're just about a minute away from the top of the hour. Let me tell you what we've got tomorrow is Wednesday. So we've got Andres coming in with us tomorrow, talking about the movies. And that's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour. And let me just check with Yasmin. Good morning. Hello. I know we've got the U.S. Embassy coming in.
The book fair.
That's okay, cool. So that's nice to know. We can, so we've got rum today, books tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And the movies with Andreas. And also, by the way, on it's a busy week this week. On Thursday, we've got Alex with All Being Well, if he can make it, Talking Tech. And the Metropolitan School is coming in to chat with us as well. And that's it. There we go. That's brought us to the end of this morning's program. Just remains for me to say, as always, my thank yous. And a big thank you this morning to my guests. So we've got Gabrielle. I'm going to try this again. Don't go away. Gabrielle Aconciagioco. Am I getting better with practice?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, you better come.
You better come in. How you pronounce any Italian?
Yeah, well, you better come in regularly so we can until I get it right. Big thanks to Gabrielle. Also, big thanks to our guest that was in the 8 o'clock hour, the principal dancer for the National Ballet of Panama. That was Anna Lorena Boyd. Big thanks to her. Don't forget, they're celebrating their 50th anniversary of ballet. They've got Giselle. It's going to be this weekend at Teatro Nacional. And it's free, and we'll be giving you more information on that as we go through the week. Big thanks to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, and also to Ingrid for her daily report, our everyday story of country folk from Ingrid. She's off to Pedersea today. She's looking forward to that. And also a big thank you to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to him. Boys and Girls, a group of grad, will keep us up and running. And as always, as I like to tell you, big thanks to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us. You want to join us? It's easy. Just give us a WhatsApp on 677-188-22, 677-188-22, or give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. That's it. So, until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, whatever it is you're doing, do it carefully, because I want to be talking to you tomorrow at 6, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.